Chapter 1. I'm sorry, but I'll have to let you go. Listening. Read the statements in your book and make sure you understand them. Then listen to Kim from New York State and Tom from Canada. They live in Toronto, Canada, and used to go out together. Decide if the statements are true, false, or not clearly one or the other. Mark the true statements T, the false ones F, and the others NC for not clear.
Basically, he dumped me by email. I got to work one Friday morning and the first thing I saw was this message on my screen. I remember it vividly. I saw the name, Tom Parker, and the subject, seeing each other, and the intro, Dearest Kim. I thought he was going to propose. I thought he'd come up with some nice idea for the weekend. But as I read it, I realized he was giving me this very long version of, it's not you, it's me. It went on and on. It was insulting, really, as if he thought I was too stupid to read between the lines. Every word screamed, I'm dumping you. Of course, he just wanted to get off guilt-free. He wanted me to feel sorry for him. It was pathetic. By the end, I was so furious. I emailed back and copied in his boss and all his workmates. I wrote, I agree. We should split up. I'll leave your stuff outside my front door.
I didn't feel great about ending my relationship with Kim, but she had this knack of making you feel guilty about everything. I tried to tell her face to face, but things kept getting in the way. I was going to tell her when we met up in High Park one day, but then a friend came by and they started having this long conversation. Then I tried to do it in a restaurant, but she started telling me about how her pet dog had died when she was 12, so she was almost in tears before I started, so I never did. And then there was the time we met downtown and she'd been shopping and she started showing me these amazingly sharp Japanese kitchen knives she'd bought. There was no way I was going to tell her then. I mean, she's great, but she's got a fierce temper, famous for it. Her younger brother figures he spent most of his early years in emergency departments after so-called accidents with hammers and baseball bats. The family called her clumsy, but her brother always seemed to be on the receiving end. So an email seemed the best way.
What was really going on was Tom had found somebody else. They do say never break up one relationship until you can move smoothly on to the next. And Tom was always a smooth operator. It was crazy, though, because he was seeing someone at work, and that email I sent went to her as well. I never meant it. I thought he had his eye on Kath, this gorgeous blonde bombshell in the finance department. He was always looking at blondes out of the corner of his eye. But I never guessed he liked the redhead. Well, ginger, really. And a bit mousy, you know, nervous. I thought he'd at least go for someone a bit more dynamic. He definitely needs that, because he's a bit diffident himself. Needs to be pushier if he wants to get promotions at work. His boss was saying that to me at a party one evening. I think he wanted Tom to do well, so he said it to me. Probably thought I'd buck his ideas up a bit, give him a bit more oomph. But he prefers to just jog along in life.
I don't know why Kim complained about getting an email. She was really proud of how she dumped her boyfriend before me on Facebook. Just changed her status. I was the first he knew about it. Now that's cruel. I thought it was just a bit immature, but she did lots of things like that to her exes. Poured salt in their coffee if she thought they were looking at other girls. Spread rumors about them having nasty diseases. Even phoned their parents pretending to be some girl they'd got pregnant. She definitely had a mean streak.
Tom's got a vivid imagination. That's probably why he's so timid. Always imagines the worst-case scenario. He probably thought I was going to boil his pet rabbit in revenge. I wouldn't have, even if he'd had a pet rabbit. I love animals. I wouldn't do anything like that. But before I gave him his spare key back, I put a mackerel behind one of the radiators in his living room, left him and his new mousy girlfriend something to remind them of me.
I found the mackerel, of course. I knew she'd pull a trick like that. She'd done that to another ex. The trouble with Kim is she can't stop herself bragging about stuff like that. They say revenge is a dish best served cold, but Kim heats up revenge till you can smell it coming. Don't get me wrong, I felt sorry that we were splitting up, but our lives were going in different directions. In any case, I think she and my boss had a thing going on while Kim and I were supposed to be together. Kim denied it, but I could tell they liked each other.
He calls me jealous, but you should have heard him. I couldn't have a private conversation with another man without him wanting to know all about it. It's true, I did see one or two of my exes, but there's no law against staying friends with people, and the fact is, I've stayed friends with most of my boyfriends. We even have a laugh about how immature we used to be, but no hard feelings. But Tom's not like that. He can't let go. It's all a zero-sum game to him. He was so furious about my getting together with his ex-boss that he quit his job. And he ignores us if we meet downtown. It's pathetic, really. I'm embarrassed for him.
I quit my job. Kim thinks it's because she got together with my then-boss. In fact, I got together with a girl called Kath who worked in the finance department. My boss liked her a lot, and it was becoming really uncomfortable for her, you know, asking her out all the time, trying to find all these opportunities to speak to her in private. It wasn't quite harassment, but it wasn't really acceptable either. So Kath and I both found new jobs. To be fair to my ex-boss, he gave us both decent references. I don't know if he'd have done that if he'd known what was going on. As it is, we're planning to get married in the summer.
I don't think Tom's seeing anyone at the moment. I saw the redhead out with another guy last week. I hope he isn't miserable. But he does have a tendency to depression. I just hope he doesn't feel too bad when he sees me out and about with my new baby.
I hope Kim's going to be fine, but I've heard rumors. Turns out she's pregnant. But my ex-boss has his eye on another girl he met on a team-building course in Vancouver. If he does dump her, I bet he does it in a text message. He's seen her collection of Japanese knives.